Hi, I'm Natalie Pinkham, host of In the Pink, sponsored by Tag Heuer. Join me for the podcast where I talk to all sorts of interesting people from the worlds of sport and entertainment about their lives, their failures and triumphs, regrets and dreams. Ultimately, what really makes them tick. Expect some laughs and a few tears, some revelations and soul searching. My guests include Daniel Ricciardo, Will Greenwood, Donnie Weir, Michael Carrick, Jodie Kidd, Caroline Flack, Ronan Keating, Clive Woodward, Mark Webber, Eddie Jordan, Ben Fogle and Gabby Logan. And there are plenty more on the way. In the Pink, your heroes as you've never heard them before.
Hey there, listeners. This is Pat the Talking Bearskin Rug from Flame On right here on the Nerdy Show Network. If you're looking for some sweet nerdy queer in your ear, then head over to nerdyshow.com/flameon and check us out. We cover everything from TV to movies, comics to drag queens, and so much more. For a gay and geeky slice of pop culture life, get ready to flame on.
Welcome to The Orphans. The following episode is presented by the Nerdy Show Network. Support The Orphans at patreon.com/orphansaudio. Nerdy Show programming is made possible by listener support at patreon.com/nerdyshow. And now, Investigation, Episode 8. Escapes, written and directed by Zachary Fortescon.
That?
I have no clue. And something tells me we shouldn't stay to find out.
We need to barricade that door.
That's our only exit.
That is, whatever is out there's only entrance.
Damn it!
Come on!
Grab the cabinet.
There. That will buy us some time.
What is that?
I don't know.
What now?
Now we get that data. Victor said that he'd seen a clone in the past month. Check any data you can find from that time.
Okay, they launched 4 ships in the last month.
Okay, copy all that data you have on them. Quickly.
It's almost there.
Richard.
Just hold on.
Right, as soon as that finishes, we make a break for the vents. We need to crawl back through, all right? Complain all you like, it's all we've got. I can't hold them off forever.
Just hold on.
Richard!
Done! The vent shut.
Not anymore. Get in. Go! They're through.
Don't shoot that thing in here. You could kill both of us. Up here. It's the landing bay. We can jump out.
Are you mad?
We're not going to get any closer to the ship.
I hate you, I hate you, I hate you.
I thought you'd be used to this by now.
Just do it. Richard?
I'm all right. You can make it.
Oh, I hate you.
Come on, get up. We need to run. They'll be having the same thought that we did. Axel, get the engines running.
I'm on it.
I hate heights.
What? You go into space all the time.
That's different. I hate being high up. I never look out the cockpit window before in the stratosphere.
There are no words. Oh. Oi!
Hurry up.
Run! No! Go! Get in the ship!
Shut up, you big baby. Come on.
They're climbing on the ship.
Let's get out of here.
You would, of course, not be the first to take on this very special position.
Right.
It is a position that requires a certain grace.
Sure.
But it is one of tantamount importance to our unity, especially in this time of rebellion.
Look, you don't need to back me up. I'll accept on one condition.
Not that you have a choice in the matter, but I'll humour you.
I've brought someone with me. Come on! This is Valerie Bassari. She served under me for years.
And what, pray tell, is she doing in my office?
Admiral Vass, if you put my skills to the test, I think you'll find I'm just as lethal as any Xavier unit.
I can vouch for that.
I am not prepared to even... One moment. Cordelia, I believe I asked you not to disturb me.
Pardon me, miss, but...
Hi, Admiral.
Yes, sorry, hi, Admiral. It's just that, well, you told me to keep you informed if it's...
Spit it out!
The station you've been monitoring, miss. Hi, Admiral.
Which station?
The private hauling station. You told me to update you immediately if anything came in from intelligence.
Wait a moment, Private Young. Could I please ask you both to wait outside?
Yeah, all right.
I will consider your proposal when you return.
Thank you. Hi, Admiral.
Yes, yes. You may proceed, Cordelia.
It looks as though there's been some activity. The ship that we were searching for in relation to the security breach on Caracas has just been scanned, leaving the station by one of our satellites. We looked into the records and... it appears they took a copy of the recent ship manifests.
What was their trajectory?
They appear to be following the trajectory of the ship we launched our attack on. Hi, Admiral.
Thank you for bringing this to my attention, Cordelia.
You're welcome.
Ah, hi, Admiral Vass. What can I do for you?
Captain Aldridge, I need you to scramble a squadron in the northern region immediately. We're going to follow contingency plan Gamma. There is a ship inbound. Destroy it. Failing that, destroy everything on the planet. Is that understood?
Perfectly.
Good. Contact intelligence the vectors.
Understood.
Oh, hello. Hi, Emerald. What a lovely surprise seeing you.
Yes, it's a pleasure to be seeing you, Minister Orsham.
So what do I owe your presence?
Yes, well, I just wanted to check in with you about a small situation that is developing.
Oh, yes?
Yes. Yes, involving the private hauling station that we infiltrated recently.
Yes?
It appears that a ship that we have been pursuing on, what appeared to be an unrelated matter, has just left it. And, well, they're now pursuing the trajectory of our target ship.
Hi, Admiral.
Yes, Minister?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you are the highest ranking clone in our army, yes?
That is correct, yes.
Yes, that is a very, very high honour, yeah?
I know.
Then tell me, how is it possible the clone that we have chosen as the most worthy of power has failed on such a colossal scale?
Minister, I apologise profusely. I have already scrambled a squadron to intercept the ship.
And what about the next search party? What happens when the Alliance become wise to your little blunder, High Admiral?
I have given Captain William Aldrich strict orders that should the destruction of the unknown ship fail, that everything on the planet will be destroyed. We are safe, Minister.
Oh, you are most certainly not safe, Nora Vass. I am well aware that this is not your first blunder. You remain alive because you have proved yourself useful. That position may soon come under review if you cannot fix this now.
Windscreen frozen over this morning? Bring it on. With Twinings new Defense Super Blend, you can armor up and take on the day with added vitamin C. The Twinings Master Blenders have carefully crafted the Super Blend's range of green teas and infusions with you in mind. There's over 10 different blends to help keep you feeling great from morning till night. Twinings Super Blends, available at all major supermarkets and at twinings.co.uk. Vitamin C supports the normal function of the immune system.
Okay, here we are. This is the last reported location of the ship.
Are you sure this is the right one?
It's the only one that's unaccounted for on the roster. We might find it's not, but we think it's the most likely candidate.
Okay. Richard?
Yeah?
I wanted to ask you something.
What?
If we find Nora, and she goes back to her home, so do you and Diana, right?
Yeah, she'll go back to the Alliance, and I'll go back to my little world.
Right. Then, what happens to me?
I guess we'll have to... What's that?
There are two ships coming out of warp ahead.
Great. Diana, get out here.
They're arming the weapon systems.
Strap in.
What is it?
Two enemy ships ahead.
Have they made any demands?
Not yet. I'm expecting they're waiting for us to make the first... Or not! Strap in.
How did they find us?
I don't know.
Safe to say we're on the right track.
Get on the turret.
Pull integrity at 80%.
Okay. What do we do?
Can we use the EMP again?
We don't have the materials.
We can't lose this trail. If we let this go, they'll get there ahead of us.
If we stay here, we're going to get killed. I can't outmaneuver them.
There has to be something we can do.
I'm not a miracle worker.
Guys, there's a transmission.
Not now.
No, it's important.
What?
There's a transmission from a planet close by. It says they're survivors of a ship crash.
What?
You thinking what I'm thinking?
What else could it be?
We need to get them off our tail before we can do anything.
Okay, let me think.
Make it quick. I can't hold them off much longer.
Stop the ship.
What?
Make it look like you've lost control.
I'm not going to
stop. Just listen to me. Face us in the direction of the planet. Axel, load up the trash ejectors.
Okay.
You can't be serious.
Do you have another plan? I don't think so. Axel, you're going to read them scanning us in a couple of seconds.
What do you want me to do?
Nothing. Just keep priming the ejectors. I'm going to make it look like we've just had a critical hit.
They're not going to buy this.
What are they going to do? Not fire. Prep the jump.
They're scanning us.
Perfect. In a couple of seconds, they're going to send a torpedo to hit our warp drive. Finish us off. Luckily, those are right next to our trash ejectors. On my say-so, you're going to release and we're going to make the jump.
The jump's ready.
Okay. Wait for my mark. Wait.
They've armed the missile.
Wait.
They fired!
Now!
They won't buy it, you know.
And they will for a few minutes. And now we have a head start.
Not much of one.
Oh, just admit, I'm brilliant already.
I'll wait to hold the medal ceremony, thank you.
How long until we get there?
It's not very far. Should just be another minute.
Do you think she's there?
I don't know.
I hope so.
Me too.
You all right?
Yeah. Everything's fine.
You're going to be all right seeing her, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I think she and I need to talk.
Yes. I think you're right.
Richard, you never answered my question.
Oh, right.
What question?
When you and Richard go back to where you came from and Nora's home, what happens to me?
Oh. Well, what do you think, Richard?
Well, I think that, you know, you'd be all right.
We're not going to leave you on your own again.
Okay.
We wouldn't do that to you.
Well, it's only that... Well, you know, Nora said that too, and,
Listen to me. I will make a promise right now. And I think I speak for both of us when I say you will not leave our side until we make sure that you are home. Wherever that ends up being. Okay?
Thank you.
We keep our promises.
Okay.
Let's get through this in one piece and get you home. Yeah?
Yeah.
We're almost there. I'm going to pull us out a little early, just in case someone's waiting for us.
Oh, the transmission. It gave me the name of the ship.
What is it?
The Venture.
Let's hope it's our ship.
Hold on. Can you do a quick scan?
Yep. Oh, hang on.
What?
Nothing. The area's clear. It's just... I've been here.
When?
Years ago. I was sent on a rescue mission here. It didn't end well.
Is that a problem?
I don't know.
We've not got much time to play with.
No, it's fine. Go in.
You got it. Axel, can you pinpoint the source of the distress call?
On it now.
No need. I can tell you. You're looking for a facility in the Northern Hemisphere. It's the only thing on the planet.
We found our way out of the dome. It was so empty. Any life the place had before had been stripped from it. It was dark and desolate.
Why are you still recording those logs?
Because someone needs to know what happened here.
In all likelihood, whatever ship comes to this planet will wipe any record of us being here.
Do you think so?
It is quite possible. Your record will be taken from you.
We'll protect it.
We have to.
Look, the sun's setting.
It is beautiful.
What's going to happen next?
We're going to fight and keep fighting until we're safe.
You heard what that bot said. They don't want us. They sent us here to be killed. They're just going to go and finish the job.
We can't let that be it. For them. Otherwise it's all for nothing.
We can survive what is to come.
I hope you're right.
I can see the ship breaking into the atmosphere.
That's an old nebula series. I didn't know those were still in use.
It's more than I expected.
This is it then?
Before whatever comes next, I want you to know that even though I've had a short life, I count myself very lucky to have spent it with you.
Someone's gone soppy.
I love you guys.
As do I.
We can get through this. Together.
Right. Let's hop to it.
I need you to get a weapon. We don't know what these people will do. I'd rather not make the wrong impression if they really want to help us.
Jeffrey, can you pass me the ammo? I need to reload.
Here you are.
Okay.
They're coming in fast.
Don't shoot unless they shoot first, all right?
You got it.
Will, can you take point?
Sure. You all right?
I just don't want to miss. Better safe than sorry.
You did fine, just back there.
Yeah, but I just trust your aim more.
Okay.
Time. There are ships on the way and we need to leave.
Do not move.
No. There's no need for the weapons. I'm not with the Alliance. Or at least not right now. Delilah sent us. Nora, please.
I don't know you.
What are you talking about? It's me. It's Diana Strange.
I don't know who you are, but you need to tell me what you want with us.
You're not her, are you?
I'm not who?
You must not move any closer. We are armed.
Okay. Do you know Honora Evers?
I think I've heard that.
Are you all right?
Yeah. She was on the ship, wasn't she? The Venture.
I think so, yes.
If she was on that ship, she's dead. We're all that's left.
What? What are you talking about?
The ship crashed. Everyone died.
She can't be dead.
I promise you. She is.
You're telling the truth, aren't you?
What are you doing here?
I'm... You're... Who are...
Enough! Tell us who you are. What do you want with us?
Hello, this is creator of The Orphan, Zachary Fortescom. I just want to thank you so much for listening to the final episode of The Orphan's Investigation. This has been a long time in the making. Myself, the cast, and the rest of the crew have been working tirelessly tirelessly to get you this season, and we can't wait to explore where this goes next. As you can tell, we are about to embark on a very exciting story, one that I know you have all been waiting for us to tell for a long time. What I can say is that coming in the next year will be The Orphans Season 2. The follow-up to our original series, I'm hoping, will be as epic and as exciting as it deserves to be. We, of course, wouldn't be able to make this show without your help. Contributors on Patreon allow us to do things that maybe we wouldn't be able to do otherwise. If you would like to support The Orphans, we have some great perks available, and we hope you consider. But of course, that's not the only way that you can help The Orphans. Simply by following us on Twitter, liking us on Facebook, and being active in our community really helps the show grow. And don't forget to tell all of your friends about the show and make sure they give it a listen. We now have a Discord where fans can get together and chat about The Orphans. Myself and Ella Watts, who make the show, are on the Discord, and we hope you join us sometime for a chat. This coming year, we have got a lot of exciting things to share with you, and I cannot wait to unveil our plans. But if you just can't wait to get your next Orphan fix, then why don't you head on over to Pod UK up in Birmingham? There we will be performing our first ever live show. The show will feature Amy Kember as Nora, Laura Gerling as Olivia, Felix Trench as Charles, James Barbarossa as Jeffrey, Matt Penson as Xavier, Sarah Golding as Minister Orsham, Gavin Richards as Richard, and of course, Beth Eyre as Cordelia. We are on at 11 a.m. and we hope that you come and check us out. While we will be updating the podcast feed to give you an idea of how things are going, the best way to keep up to date with The Orphans is to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. Not to mention, we also have an Instagram and a Tumblr. Until next time, this is Zachary Fortescom, signing off.
Investigation, Episode 8, Escapes. Written and directed by Zachary Fortescom. Starring Brooke Parrott as Diana Strange. Gavin Richards as Richard Hart. Jack Goldborn as Axel. Amy Kember as Nora Vass and Nora. Matt Penson as Xavier Radia. Ruby Parker Harvard as Valerie Vasari. Beth Eyre as Cordelia Young. Sarah Golding as Minister Orsham. James Barbarossa as Jeffrey. Declan Galpin as William Aldridge and William L. C. Gerling as Olivia. Music by James Barbarossa. Voice edit by Ella Watts. Investigation artwork by Laura Gerling. Special thanks to Naris Howell, Noah Sasha Friedrich, Liz Campbell, Cap Blackard. This has been a light and tragic production. Thank you for listening.
Windscreen frozen over this morning. Bring it on. With Twinings new Defense Super Blend, you can armor up and take on the day with added vitamin C. The Twinings Master Blenders have carefully crafted the Super Blends range of green teas and infusions with you in mind. There's over 10 different blends to help keep you feeling great from morning till night. Twinings Super Blends, available at all major supermarkets and at twinings.co.uk. Vitamin C supports the normal function of the immune system.